Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have it now?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow down some junior.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to Live at Lunchtime with Miss Controversy Bird. I had to get a little juke on before we got started, get the energy hype, get the energy right here on Vibrate and Elevate. This is our first lunchtime show, so I'm super excited about that. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all about a more better Miami, or let me say that properly, Mo Better Miami, all right, for the month of August. And how we're making things better in our community. And this afternoon, I have a couple of superstars in my eyes on the line because they are doing just that. They're improving Miami. They're improving the Tri-County area and soon the world with what they're doing in the community. And I think that my listeners and supporters out there would appreciate what's going on with the Sheroes and Heroes in the Miami community. And so I have Miss V Infinite on the line. I have Brother Bowtie
hey,
on the line.
How you doing?
And I have Bird the Rebel on the line. Peace and welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Okay, so I have to give a shout out before I go any further. One shout out to my co-host Z Marie at work right now, and also to Miss Sheila Spitters Open Mic. Producer, I wanted to give a shout out to her and also give a shout out to Brother Voss Benson that are networking in ways that they don't even know how. And so because of them, tonight or this afternoon's show is, you know, even made possible through networking and in your local community. So I'm really thankful for those sisters and brothers that I mentioned. And on that note, I want to bring in some queen vibes first. I would like to talk to Miss V and have her share, you know, her community passions and her upcoming events, and that's going to be kind of like the platform, but any of our guests can chime in at any time. I'm going to start with V, go to Brother Bowtie, and then Brother Bird the Rebel is going to close us out.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is V Infinite. Thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate the love, and I really, really respect you guys, you know, putting together a platform so that we can control our own narrative. That's one of the biggest things I always talk about, us having, you know, black media, and this is a form of media. So I really appreciate this, and we'll be supporting it from now on. So, yeah, I'm V Infinite. I am here based in Miami, Florida. And I do a variety of community work, or what some may call movement work, from, you know, doing social events to entrepreneurship classes to feeding the homeless, helping people out in the community. I mean, I sit on so many different, you know, boards and wear so many hats. We'll be here all day, me trying to list it all. So, yeah, and also I do a lot of work with Bird the Rebel and Brother Bowtie throughout the community also. So I really appreciate those brothers always being there behind me. I want to make a joke. I was when we went to go see the Minister Farrakhan last week, and they had the women sitting on one side of the church and the men sitting on the other side. They so used to seeing me with these brothers that some of the ladies were like, V, where your muscle at? That's how much they see us working together and see us supporting one another, and I really appreciate it. But I just want to bring forward the movement. I'm naming it the Miami Renaissance. What we do is a collective of things, so it's not just what I put together. It's about what we all put together. So everything that Brother Bowtie will be doing, Brother Bird, and any other person in the Miami area that's trying to, you know, do some tangible things for our community that's a part of the Miami Renaissance. And we are pushing several initiatives from art to, you know, rebuilding the black family, to black economics, to buying land, to eating better, being, you know, more physically fit, to understanding your rights and voting and things of that nature. So just last week we had the Peace in the Hood open forum, and I'm not going to get too because I'm quite sure Brother Bowtie is going to probably reflect on that one also. But we had a solution-based conversation with the community. And in that open forum, we, you know, identify some of the things we may label as problems. We broke out into individual groups to discuss solutions, and then we came back together and planned action. So we have a lot of stuff planned here in Miami. And right. Next weekend, starting on Friday at the Tecosi Center, 6161 Northwest 9th Avenue, we have Hood Week Miami going down. It's going to be an entire weekend of uplifting and education, and it's completely free to the community. So we'll have food every day, different workshops going on to distributions. We're having a big old Love in the Hood barbecue that's going down on Sunday, the 16th, I'm sorry. And Brother Bird will be there. Brother Bowtie will be there helping. And the whole Miami community we have going on, we will be hosting Peace in the Hood open forums every month. We feed the homeless every month collectively. And also we just decided to put together a Facebook page, Get Involved Miami, so anything and everything that's going on pretty much in Black Miami, you will find on that page. So that's it. That's Whoa. The infinite.
That's it. Wait a minute now. So hold on. You just laid it out on us, and I'm here with my notes. Like, I already got two pages filled of what I need to be on alert of, and this is what I want to put out there before I let any of the other speakers speak. Is that, you know, in South Florida, we don't consider it a black mecca. We don't consider, you know, this is where you can come back and actually, you know, build an empire if you go off to college and you're from here. And I think I read somewhere where you left the city and you, you know, the city called you back. And now you're here doing work here. And that's what I want to let the community know, is that do the work. If you want to complain about there's nothing to do in Miami, Miami is this, Miami is that, first of all, erase that negative image that you have of Miami and start to build a new one. There's so much going on around us, and it's not just in the north or in Broward. It's things going on all over. And like V said, it's a Miami Renaissance that's going on, and I can feel it all the way down to Florida City. I can feel it. And community, you know, partnerships coming together. You had the Ghouls reunion like almost 2 weeks ago. Positive things going on in the community. And so we yes. definitely want to connect with people that are doing something like what V just laid out.
I want to put this out there, too. You are correct about us, you know, rebuilding the Miami we want to see. And, it's you know, it's a few of us here that are, you know, actively doing that. But it's some great things going on in the black community. I mean, from the Black Professional Summit that takes place in September to Black Tech Week that happens in February to, Liberty City pretty much built the Art Basel that happens in Wynwood, which used to be, you know, a black neighborhood until they gentrified it. So it's just so much stuff that happens in black Miami that's going on. Maybe we have failed in the past to, you know, put it on a platform where people would know about it, but it's some amazing things going on. A lot of businesses starting to open, and a lot of projects are starting to take off. So in the next maybe 4 or 5 years, just know Miami will be the next black mecca.
That's right. That's right. I just got goosebumps. So that's definitely in divine order. And I thank you for all that you're doing. And Brother Bowtie has a huge part in also this networking. Me following him on Facebook just a little over a week ago, finding all of these different things that's going on, and then seeing him doing something pivotal in the community. So, Brother Bowtie, could you please let us know a little bit about, you know, your purpose and your upcoming events?
First of all, let me say good afternoon, everybody. Before I start, let me give some respect to some of my Solution team members who's not going to be present on the phone. Brother Timothy Reed, Brother Brian Dennis, Sister V, she's already on the phone, Sister Darlene Green, and Brother Philip Farrar. There's plenty of other names, but, you know, just name a few. A couple of things that we have coming up and that I've been working on, I've been partnering with some of the Dream Defenders. I ain't going to say all of the Dream Defenders. This organization called Roots Collective, Black Schools. Also, I've been politicking with some of my Solution team members as well, some commissioners. Some things that I got coming up, we have the Guns Down, Bikes Up bike ride next month. We're going to ride from Midtown to Opa-locka, you know, yelling and screaming, guns down, bikes up, and we're going to have police escorts as well. We're going to have a peace rally and a little picnic at Shabani Park. That's the location that Opa-locka giving us right now. Something else we're working on is bringing poetry where it's worthy. Those who know about the Liberty Square Project that's going down, they plan on tearing down Liberty Square Projects, also known as the Pork and Bean Projects. But on 62nd Street and 15th Avenue, there's an empty land that's been empty so for pretty much 25, probably more than that, years. What we're trying to do is bring poetry there. You know, we don't have poetry nowhere in the Liberty City area. I just found out last week that they started one, but we're going to bring it outside, you know, to get people outside. And it's going to be a free event. We got a couple of poets who are going to come do free shows or whatnot. They don't want to be charged because they feel as if that's what the people need to hear. We're working with the city. The city going to provide us security, you know, to watch people's cars because it is like in a kind of rough neighborhood, but we're going to bring the positive energy and get the rough from out of there. But as I said, it's free of charge, so whenever I post a flyer on my Facebook page, only thing you guys need to do is just come out with a lawn chair and a bottle of wine. That's it. And the issue that we're going through it now, we are trying to extend it. The poetry was going to be from 6 in the evening to 10 at night, but we're trying to start it actually around like 3 or 4 o'clock. Now, actually 4 o'clock, that's our mission. That way we can have some high school students and middle school students get up and spit some poetry and poems as well before they got to go in the house. Of course, you know, I'm working on my big project. My big shelter / rooming house, and also in the Liberty Square area, where I'm trying to provide rooming houses to single fathers as well families as a whole. From my understanding, there's one shelter that helps out men in the state of Florida, and it's up there in Vero Beach somewhere. But we don't have not one single father shelter in the state of Florida. So I'm going to try to do my best. Bring one to, you know, Miami. I was once a single father, and I went through the struggles, you know, of being a single father and things like that. So, you know, I understand what it is out there for the single father. And also, I was a family man and still is. And I value family, but, you know, whenever, you know, things go wrong in a family household and the family got to go to a shelter, the first thing that comes out of shelter mouth is that we got to split the family. The kids and the mom can stay, but the dad got to go somewhere else, you know. Now, don't flip my words. There is a homeless shelter that helps men, you know, but not single fathers. You know, we got plenty of shelters that help men with him as an individual, but, you know, we're trying to keep the father role in the household. I'm also working with the Nation of Islam right now, Roots Collective as well. And about 3 churches throughout the city of Miami, which I'm upset about. I think more churches should be involved and more organizations should be involved. But we're trying to get at least 15 or 16 buses to go to D.C. for the Million Man March. And what I want some of these, you know, these brothers who have these jobs, these good jobs, or even these so-called wannabe drug dealers or, you know, drug lords, whatever. I want them to pay to get on a bus and go on a bus. Because if I just have just 60 or 70 brothers pay for two buses, provide 50, one free bus for like pretty much 53 brothers, young brothers. And I just want us, you know, if that happens, I want, you know, the Roots Collective, you know, Sister B, Brother Bird, the Reb, many other people, Dream Defenders, to walk through some of these neighborhoods such as Overtown, Liberty City, Miami Gardens, wherever, and just go to a parent and say, just put your son on the bus. It's a free ride. He just need to go on the bus and, you know, see what's going on. This is something he need to be a part of. Let me see what else I'm working on. My hands is full right now.
I have a question. I want to chime in really quick before you go on. Brother Bowtie, you got to let our listeners know, why are you called Brother Bowtie?
Oh, okay. I'm called Brother Bowtie because I make my own bow ties, and that's pretty much what I wear probably 6 days out of the week, sometimes 7 days. And the true story behind it is that my significant other who I'm with, when she first met me, I had on a bow tie. So she wanted everybody to know that she had interest in me. So when she was talking to her friends about me, she was saying, hey, do you know bow tie? Yeah. And everybody looking crazy like, oh, I don't know, no bow tie. So once everybody started putting two and two together because they started seeing with bow ties, you know, the name just blew up. And it's just so funny when I start going to the city commissioner meetings, arguing with the city commissioner boards, rather Miami-Dade, the Opa-locka Miami Gardens, some of them knew me as Bowtie before I can even say my name. So,
cool. And you do something with young boys in the community, right?
What, repeat that?
I said you do something with young boys in the community in regards to bow ties, right?
Yes, every month I walk through different projects of different minority neighborhoods, and I give out at least 30 to 60 bow ties. And sometimes I teach grown men, fathers, you know, how to tie a bow tie if they're willing to listen and learn, and also young men in high school. Not only bow ties, ties, escarts, you know, whatever, handkerchief, cufflinks, you know, I teach them, you know, how to dress like a gentleman, you know, how to be a classic man. But, yeah, that's what I do, and whenever I pass out the bow ties, the only thing that I require is that they listen. You know, no money. I tell them, first thing I say, I ain't trying to sell you nothing. I just need you to listen. So while I'm giving out these bow ties, I'm talking them how to dress, what to avoid, what to do, what not to do, you know, what to watch out for, what to read up on, what to learn about, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. I needed the listeners to hear that. But did you have anything else that you wanted to share before we let Bird the Rebel come on?
Sure. Actually, me and Bird the Rebel, before, good thing you say you're about to bring him on. Me and Bird the Rebel, we're working on a project right now. We're actually not only trying to bring poetry, but we're actually trying to bring something totally different to the whole Liberty City area. We're working on forming our own little mentor program, something like the 5,000 Role Models, but we don't want it to be like the 5,000 Role Models. We pretty much want to have the equal balance between the 5,000 Role Models and the Nation of Islam, FOI pretty much. So we're trying to, you know, discipline our young men to the parents who want to do it. In a certain way, we don't want to be strict. We don't want to beat them down and use our aggression, our authority. We want to use our knowledge to try to change these young brothers to be proper citizens of their community and to laws and then police their own community pretty much. So that's something that me and Bert, the Reverend Lucian team, working on.
Wow, that's impressive. That's absolutely impressive. Bert, the Rebel, what it do?
Yo, what's happening, baby?
Shoot, man, we live at lunchtime. You about to close us out. We got 10 more minutes in the show, and I definitely want people to know what you have going on and what you've been had going on and what's coming up.
Man, basically, right now, the most important thing that, you know, for all my listeners and followers, you know, the most important thing I got going on is supporting, you know, V, supporting Antonio, and supporting other grassroots projects, you know. I mean, that's right now at this point, I feel like, you know, the biggest thing we need is some followers who don't mind being followers because they know they're following leaders. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any
mm-hmm.
sense. You know, because everybody want to lead, and if everybody lead and everybody got their own thing going on, shit, we're going to be so divided as people divided to where nothing's going to get, you know, done. So, you know, I'm basically behind doing all the work, man. Like, you know, I don't need the camera time, the FaceTime. Man, listen, let's get Hood Week going first. You know, that's my whole mm-hmm. objective. Like, hey, man, let's push this. Let's push this. Because NBC, ABC, Channel 7, they're not going to promote this event. You know what I'm saying? And that, which is much needed. But they're not going to promote it. But they damn sure will be there. Let some bullets fire off at this event. They'll damn sure be there to try to make it in a negative aspect. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, you know, I encourage everybody to at least try to get behind one of these two people, because I'm behind them to the utmost, you know. You can find me at different poetry venues, and while I'm there, I'm spreading the gospel, shall I say, of informing the people of our indoctrination mindsets, you know. I mean, there's so many things that can make Miami better, but ideas are just ideas, you know. It's nothing
that's
until you put it into, until you actually put it in a place. You know, like, to elaborate a little bit, Tonio and I, when we met through, you know, another brother, Tim, we instantly clicked. And we was talking on the phone, and we telling each other all the problems. And he like, well, you know what, Bird, what we going to do about it? I said, man, we got to find a solution. And that's when we just took off from there. So, you know, we find the problems, but we spend more time focusing on solutions to handle things. You know, so finding me, if you're trying to follow me, you got to be trying to follow V, Antonio, and whatever, is, you know, projects we got going on, because we're a family at the end of the day. You know, V can call me, hey, man, I need you to be such and such. Tonio, hey, bro, can you do such and such? And I'm like, yeah, and I know I can depend on them, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I think the most important thing is getting behind the first project we got coming up, which is Hood Week. You know, I really, really feel deep down inside that this project is going to take off and it's going to do a lot of great things, you know, because there's so many kids who want to meet Bowtie, who want to ask him, hey, man, I'm tired of wearing these clip-ons, man. Teach me how to tie this hair, you know. So there's people who want to ask V about her dreads, like how long she had them. And people don't understand, side note, it's not like a natural hair woman, you know, because it speaks volumes. Like, you got to have patience. You know what I'm saying, to grow your hair that long. And that speaks about her character, about who she is, you know. So it's a lot of different things little girls can learn. That I don't wear these dreads just because, you know what I'm saying, they look cool, or I don't like doing my hair. It's a representation of who I am. So, you know, I really think with getting behind, you know, V, Tonio, is myself. Hell, yeah, what you doing, sweetie, it's monumental, and it speaks volumes to other people, not just kids, because grown-ups, too, are lost. You know, they want to do things, too, you know. But outside of that, one thing we're working on is the Miami Black-Owned Business Group that we got on Facebook. You know, once again, it's the Miami Black-Owned Business Group. If you know any Black-Owned businesses, we are asking that you send them to this page so we can conform a directory of all the businesses. So when you got a supply, let's try to go ahead on. Well, you got a demand. Let's try to look black first so they can supply. You know, and we're trying to change
that's
the intention of well, man, the black man be doing this and the black man be doing that. So with that said, it leads me to, we got something that we're working on. You know, that all four of us actually working on that we're going to introduce into the community soon, so it can bridge that gap between, man, and the black people, the prices, because they don't understand the cost of the labor when you're doing it yourself, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
outside of that, I mean, the platform is great. Miami will rebuild itself, and the matter of the fact is, there's a 90% chance that myself, V, or Tonio might not be here to see the fruit of our labor. But the fact that tree that we're building right now, that we're growing, is going to continue to grow, and other kids going to take it and water it, is, I think, what we all do it for, you know. So I think that's pretty much it on my behalf.
Wait. That was totally awesome. You mentioned so many great things, and I hope the listeners are definitely, you know, chiming in and writing things down. I know you got an event also celebrating the anniversary, the third annual anniversary of open mic with Miss Sheila. Is that correct?
Yeah. What that is, Sheila, that's my business partner, my sister, my family, my baby, my everything. Like, you know, I love to mess with that girl because she really, really loves and has the same idea that I have. You know, she has a great foundation with her and her husband, the way they work together, and they bring poetry and grassroots things to the down south area. So, you know, she's been doing this for 3 years, and there's been times where, you know, she done lost way more money than she ever put in, but she still won't let it stop. You know, so she's actually got like 4 different people that's been hitting up, like, hey, can you come do my venue here? Can you come do the venue here? So this event that we're doing is actually at a kids' museum down south, and it's to bring awareness to poetry and also, you know, reunite the hood with this place, reunite the community, excuse me, with this location here that says, hey, not every spot has to be a dance hall spot or a club, you know. And
right.
They're fortunate enough to ask her, you know, hey, do you want to do your poetry here and things like that? And she was like, hey, man, I need you. And I'm like, man, you didn't even have to ask. So, you know, that's August the 15th that I'll be doing that down south. You can find, it's my cover page, but that's August the 15th. But more importantly, I'm asking that, you know, if you can make that event, great. But if you can make the Hood Week event, because it's great activities going on there. I'll be there. If you can't make the event on the 15th, you can doggone sure talk to me about whatever you want at the Hood Week events that's going on. And you know, follow us on Facebook because the flyers are in circulation and things like that. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I got going on.
Thank you. Thank you, Bird the Rebel. Thank you, everybody. We're getting ready to close it on out. I want to let everybody know in the show description, when you go to vibrateandelevate.com, for this particular show description, it has a link to everybody's Facebook page. All you do is click on their name, and it goes directly to their Facebook page so you can stay connected. And next weekend is a historical weekend to me. It's so much going on in the city. I know Trayvon Martin's father is putting together an event with David Banner and another professional, I think, football player here in Miami. It's so much going on. You just have to stay connected and make it happen. And I also want to say I heard a theme, you know, throughout what we're talking about today. It's community collaboration. When great minds think alike, what's next? What's next is collaboration. You have to be on cue. You have to be on cue. You can't miss it because there's opportunities and blessings waiting when you serve the community and when you... I've had lunchtime with Vibrate and Elevate, and I'm so grateful. And I just want everybody to know that I'm an advocate for lifestyle transformation, and I need you to check out ElevatedHealthAndWealth.com. Losing 80 pounds in 80 days changed my whole entire life. And I'm about health empowerment in the community. So whoever wants to collaborate on something like that, I'm definitely available. And I look forward to seeing you at these upcoming local Miami events. Thanks for the callers calling in. The lines are stacked. I won't be able to bring anybody on, but thank you for listening in. It has been an amazing, amazing show. I have a few shots out. Make sure you check out ksc-cares.org, doing things amazing in the community with our young people. And also shout out to Mona Lisa Weber, Excitement Radio, with her probation station. And look forward to an awesome show on Sunday on the Vibrate and Elevate show at 6:30. We're going to have a power couple, Team Foreman. Reginald and Tiffany Foreman are going to be on talking about being a couple, being a supportive couple, black couple, doing business, and loving each other all at the same time. So peace to everyone, and we'll see you on Sunday. Thanks for being on the call, everybody.
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow down some, Junior.